Welcome back to Sports Day. Great to have your company, and it's just on the eve of the Ironman series getting underway. Really looking forward to it, and we've got a man that has been super successful. Two-time Nutrigain Series champion, six-time Coolangatta Gold champion. His name is Ali Day, and he joins us here on Sports Day. Ali, thanks for your time. Welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having us, boys. Really appreciate it.
Are you excited? And, mate, how have you been affected by this crazy old world when it comes to training and getting ready for what is a really tough series?
I'm really excited. I'm literally staying across the road from probably the most famous beach in Australia, North Bondi. So I can't believe it's been 12 months already since the last time we lined up for the Ironman series. And I'm really excited to see it, you know, just to start again tomorrow. And you know, I think the question was, it does take an awful lot, a lot of training, a lot of preparation. And thankfully, I haven't been too affected by COVID at all, being on the Gold Coast. A lot of athletes obviously based down here in New South Wales, and they weren't able to train in groups or at the pool or anything like that. But as I said, a lot of prep goes into it, and my preparation's been really good. And, you know, touch wood so far, haven't been too affected by COVID at all.
Ali, given your success last year, how do you match what you achieved this season?
It's going to be hard. It's going to be really hard. I think last year, obviously, when I lined up, I'd just come off a horrific injury that I did, you know, almost 18 months earlier. So last year was, the goal was just to turn up and just enjoy being there and try go around, get up the front of, in some races and potentially get on the podium and even try win a couple of races. But, you know, I ended up winning six races from six. So it's gonna be very hard to emulate that, I think, this year. There's different formats. We're racing in a lot of surf this year. And then also, I think the caliber of athletes, is a lot stronger than what it was last year. And I think it's probably one of the strongest fields that's been assembled in a long time. And I mean, for me, my goal is just consistency. Consistency wins these things generally at the end of the day. And if that means getting, you know, six third places, that's what it means. So, just looking forward to getting the foot on the start line tomorrow and getting off to a good start and locking some good points down.
Six wins from six starts, something that had never been achieved before. Now, when it comes to your skill on the surf, and look, we know that you are very good in all aspects of it, but what is your overall go-to, mate? Is it the swim? Is that the one that you think you can get the advantage, or is it something else?
No, I think it would be the swim. Swim was the first leg or the first discipline of the Ironman that I learned. Obviously, you're not paddling a board or paddling a ski when you're 6 years old. So swimming was, you know, it was the most natural to me to do, I guess. And I grew up, you know, on the south coast of New South Wales at a small country town called Kiama, lived so close to the beach. So swimming was just, swimming was the one thing I really loved. So if there's one skill tomorrow or one leg, that's something I really enjoy doing. But as I've gotten older, you know, I was once told when I was younger, that I try to play when I'm older now, is just to be 90% good at all those legs. So I feel like I put the Ironman together really, really well. I don't really like to try and have a weakness, but if there was a strength, it would be my swim leg.
Speaking of being younger, qualifying for the Nutrigrain Series when you were just 19, it must seem a lifetime ago and a completely different athlete of sorts to the one that first qualified.
Yeah, oh, definitely. Yeah, definitely. If only I could have used some of the knowledge that I had now, but obviously you just can't. But you have a couple of pinch yourself moments when you're around today. You know, you're getting your kit bag and your gear for I've done it for well over a decade now, and it still feels really special, and it's really cool to see some of these younger athletes coming through and getting all their gear, and it takes you back to the first time I was in the series and things like that. So they're going to be nipping at my heels tomorrow, that's for sure. And I've got a few more years hopefully left in me, and I just want to go out there tomorrow and really do my best and soak it up and enjoy it, because I know one day it's not going to be there anymore.
Absolutely. Well, you spoke of your opponents and rivals, and for the listeners out there, who are the contenders to take the crown off you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you could, as I mentioned before, guys, I think, you know, the 19 other guys in the series this year, or the 20 guys in the series this year, all are incredible athletes. They're some of the fittest athletes in the world. But, I mean, if you had to sort of start, you know, backing a winner or something like that, I think you can't go past the guys that have won the series before. And they're the guys like Matt Bevlacqua, Matt Paul and Kendrick Louie. They're the most experienced in the field. They're guys I've raced and trained with for a really long period of time now, so you can't really count them out. In saying that, though, there's a lot of young guys that are coming through the ranks now, like Joe Collins and Jai Timperley, that got second and third to me last year on the podium. So, as I mentioned, it's one of the strongest fields I've raced in a while, and it's going to come down to the wire, I think. Hopefully, set up a really exciting finish in round six up at Curra on the Gold Coast. But it's all about, as I mentioned before, being consistent and really setting it up tomorrow.
Now, my understanding is that the first three rounds are all going to be where you are now. Is that right? Before you move somewhere else?
Yeah, that's correct. So first three rounds here at North Bondi, and then we've got a couple of weeks off, and we race the last three rounds. Hopefully you guys might be able to come over and watch that one at Curra on the Gold Coast. So a bit of a home beach or home advantage for us, the Gold Coast guys being up there. So, it's a different series this year. Last year we just raced at the one beach because of COVID, whereas this year we've been lucky enough to come interstate, do a few races down here and then finish the series or the tail end of the series up on the Gold Coast.
Now, just having a look at the prize money, mate, there's a total prize pool of $224,000 on the line. Per round, it's $5,000. Overall, it's $18,000. I was a little bit surprised it's not more than that, given the time, effort and energy that you all put into the sport.
Yeah, this is a good question, mate, isn't it? Like, I think the guys and the girls put a lot of effort in. A lot of people would be really surprised with some of the stories that go around this weekend. I think, not being biased, I think it's one of the best sports in the world. And there's some people out here that have full-time jobs and are trying to train full-time as well to race and be a part of this series. So it's definitely not the money that I guess everyone would like it to be or like it was in the heydays with Trevor Hendy and Guy Leach and things like that. But, I mean, the 40 athletes racing tomorrow, I believe, aren't racing for the money. They're racing for the title. And they did this sport. They grew up doing nippers, and at the end of the day, as I said, they do it for the love and do it for the passion. If you'd ask anyone tomorrow if they could, win the $220,000 or win an Ironman series race or win overall, I know what most people would be picking, and that's to win the title. So, as I said, it'd be, hopefully in the next few years the sport can grow and grow and grow, and that prize pool can get a little bit more.
We're speaking to champion Ironman Ali Day on Sports Day. Off the top of your head, when was the last time you competed in Perth? Oh, Scarborough, I guess, was where the Ironman series historically has been held. What about you, Ali? Has it been at least a couple of years, I'm guessing?
Yeah, I think the last time I raced over in Perth would have been 2000. And for the Ironman series, it would have been... I raced at Smith's Beach there, I think, 2000 and... Oh, what year would that have been? Maybe 14 or something like that. And then I've raced, obviously, the Australian titles there that you guys have had at Scarborough Beach as well. But a race that stands out, we did an endurance race from Scarborough and went, always get my north and south confused there, but went up towards Cottesloe. What direction is that?
That's south. From Scarborough to Cottesloe, that's swimming south.
Yeah, so we went up that way, and I still remember going through the nudist beach there. The run leg, they set the run leg up on that part of the beach, and that was, I remember that being all over the news that night. So, yeah, that was, I love coming to Perth. Hopefully we can get back there for the Ironman series.
Do you want pointers laying on the sand?
That's not because of the nudist beach, oh, that's because of, the pristine beaches you guys have there. And I know there's a lot of nippers over there, surf club's pretty big, so it'd be cool to take the Ironman series and Ironwoman series over there and give those kids... put on a really good show for those guys. And I know there's Wes Guild, he's in the series, and he's from WA as well. So I think, hopefully get some more guys and girls over there that are interested in it and can be a part of the series one day.
Great to chat, mate. You are the man that they'll all be gunning for, and we look forward to seeing you and the rest of the guys and girls in action from tomorrow. Thanks for your time tonight.
Thanks so much, guys. Appreciate it.
Ali Day, who is the defending champion of the Kellogg's Nutrigain Ironman Series.
Represents his sport and himself pretty darn well, doesn't he? A really well-spoken young man, and the success of last season, as we said, six from six, pretty hard to back that up, but he's going to go out there tomorrow and see what he can come up with.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a pleasure to have him on the show tonight. And you can hear that it is well and truly ingrained in him. Doesn't care about the cash. It's just about getting out there and enjoying the sport. Now, we'll clear a commitment. On the other side, we're going to have a yak to a bloke who has taken on a new job here in Perth. Here's our Wace swim coach. His name is Ben Higson, and he will join us next.